The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Conference is being recorded.
Welcome, welcome everyone to
Q&A session started.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. And as always, thank you all for listening to the show today. We have a live show for you. It is April the 15th, 2016. It is a Friday. Happy to have another Friday, and we're going to have a live show for you today. So, looking forward to it all. So, before we get to going in the show, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. As you already know, currently, Black Talk Radio Network, Black Talk Media Project is engaging in a crowdfunding campaign, and it's a great crowdfunding campaign. And I just want to say I was happy that today is the 15th and I received my shirt today. Man, the shirts are even nicer once you get them. To my man, Scotty, thanks, Scotty. Good, great move, great choices. I love that shirt. Absolutely love it. So everyone, engage in this crowdfunding. And how can you do that? You can go to Black Talk Radio Network Crowdfunding, Black Media Project, and see the crowdfunding campaign that's there. Now, in this crowdfunding campaign, if you make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less via PayPal or send in a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120, you will receive the monthly performance report, and you will also receive the social media operations via email. So that is something that you definitely can do for $24.99 and less. If you do that, that's what your contribution will get you. Or if you just do one penny more, but all contributions are greatly appreciated. And we thank you from sincerely because this is what's going to keep the network going. Now, option two is making a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email, you will get a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. Receive more than one t-shirt. A t-shirt will be provided for every $25 contribution. So if you send $50, you get two, $75, you get three, $100, you get four. And the shipping is, Scotty has already started out sending the shipments. And like I said, I got mine today, and I will be wearing my Black Radio Stations Matter tomorrow. Definitely will be wearing it. So that's what you will get for the second option. The third option is a monthly contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive, other gifts that will be given in appreciation to your contribution. And also in that, make sure that you give the sizes of your t-shirts. along with the shipping address. So that's what you would get in the monthly contribution. You could pay by PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or by Discover. So that is the crowdfunding, and definitely we need to all engage in that. And tell your friends, tell your family members about it, because this is what's going to keep Black Talk Radio Network. And I will be a monthly contributor to this, because it's just so important and necessary. So with that being said, everyone, please, please support Black Talk Radio Network in its crowdfunding campaign. It's well worth it, because you have gained so much, and we have also with you. And now it's time to grow even further. So now we will need to look at our Tando Radio Show Facebook page. But before we do that, I want to make an announcement to you all of a very tedious and a very important accomplishment that we have made here at Tando Radio Show. We have launched our precious metals business online, where we are now selling the precious metals, the five investment grades of precious metal. I may even add some of the other ones, but really, I'm really going to just focus pretty much on the overall precious metals themselves. And you can find us. The website is still under works and coming together. But because of where we are right now and what's going on in the world, we have, I'm going to go ahead, and even though it's not completely finished, go ahead and give you the website where you can actually go and start to purchase the metals today. And the name of our website is prosperitymint.com. That's prosperitymint.com, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y, mint, mint.com. Check out some of the products that we have there, and definitely you want to make your precious metals purchase with us. We have some great, we have a great assessment, an arrangement, and an array and selection of precious metals. And like I said, we even have some of the difficult ones, the rhodium, and we may even bring some of the other ones. I'll see how it goes. But because of what's going on in the world, I'm just going to focus on this, because this is what we need to do. Now, one of the great things about this with our website, we're actually going to be teaching you as a precious metal holder how you should be leveraging it. There are going to be special programs for people that will make monthly, bi-weekly purchases and monthly purchases as a form of their savings, which you should be doing. And now you can go there and purchase the precious metals. And that is where you can go. And that website, once again, is prosperitymint.com, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y-M-I-N-T.com, Prosperity Mint. So it's up, but please excuse, it's not completely done. If you would like to purchase the precious metals, we are selling them, and we do have them. And you can give me a call at 951-790-8330, and I will give you the details, the pricing, and everything else. And one of the things that's difficult with the site is actually getting it to mirror what you need it to actually mirror. And some of the good things about this is we're going to bring some exotic coins and some exotic rounds from all over the world. But the most important thing is that you definitely need to start to save in precious metals, and you can do that directly with us at prosperitymint.com. And looking forward to servicing you and making in all of your precious metals needs. And so this is something that we're engaging in and looking forward to it. Our prices are going to be just as good and competitive, and there's some real good benefits to it all, which I will explain to you all later. But just wanted to get this going because of what's going on in the world. And everyone, you need to protect yourself in precious metals. Now, One of the things with that is that once you start to purchase precious metals, you need to actually understand and be trained on what it is that you have so that you won't lose it. And this is very, very important, because people will lose their precious metals purchases if they do not understand what it is that they have. And this is going to be the difference with us than everybody else, because a lot of people don't know. They just sell it. There's a lot of even precious metals experts don't even know many of the things that we teach. But you need to definitely know, and especially if you're going to be buying on a monthly basis, you need to contact me. Let me know the frequency of your purchases, and then I will put, and we're going to establish a class for our customers, because you definitely, definitely need to know what it is that you have and how to properly leverage it. So, proud to announce and happy to announce, and we're open for business. And you can go to prosperitymint.com and just see some of the things that we have, and definitely give me a call if you are interested in purchasing the precious metals. Our pricing is very competitive, but what we give is the full service. It goes above and beyond. There's more to it than just selling the metals. We actually will teach you how to leverage it, how to play it, and how to use it, and what its intrinsical values are. So we are open to business, so you can go there and contact me with the pricing, because we're going to try to get that fixed relatively soon here. But believe me, things are about to take off in the world, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And one of the reasons why I brought this together is because people in our community are the last people to know. And one of the only ways that you're going to be able to hedge yourself accordingly to what's going on and what's unfolding is if you have real money. And this is what we have that we're selling on this, is actually selling and actually bringing to you on the site on prosperitymint.com. So if you have any questions about it, definitely you can reach out to us and give us a call. So we are open for business and looking forward to serving you. Now, with that being said, we also need to go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook, and that's Thando Radio Show on Facebook, and check out what's going on, some very, very important happenings. And at any time during the show, today is Friday, so we're going to have we're going to talk about current events and have open discussion, anything that you would like to talk about. And then we're going to, in the second hour, we're going to jump into the Book of Enoch, because we need to get that going on that. And I will just say this, more than concerning and more than disturbing news and events have happened that you need to know about and protect yourself accordingly in your family, yourself, your family, and our community as whole. We must get ready for what is happening. They are telling you, and now there are ways in which you can protect yourself, and we're going to talk about some of those ways today on Tando. And at any time during the show, give us a call. 641 is the area code, 715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Hit *61. If you have any questions about anything, you can make that known today. Let's talk about it. And because now we're getting to the crunch time where what you know will dictate how far you will be able to really go, and how far you will be able to proceed in a very meaningful, prosperous way. And I'm not just talking about prosperous from a standpoint of wealth, of monetary wealth. I'm talking about prosper in all ways. Mentally, physically, spiritually. There are things that you definitely need to prepare yourself for, and you have the ability to prepare. One of the things with our precious metal site is that you could buy 1 ounce of silver And I will ensure that you get that 1 ounce for what you pay for, you will get. You will get in a very timely fashion, in a very reasonable timely fashion, because what's going to happen very soon here is that the precious metals will be very difficult to source, because the Europe is going to be buying it up in before, and they're already started, and it's going to be very difficult to acquire it in the future. And this, while this window is open, you need to seize it. And this is why I kind of rushed the site up, because we have to. And you'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. So let's check out some of the things that we posted. Now, one of the first things that we posted, and this one came from Newsmax.com. Teachers Union dumps hedge fund investment, says let's dump hedge fund investment. And this is critical, people. There are major runs that are happening right now. People are getting out of the hedge funds. And let me tell you what the hedge funds are going to do. They're going to say, no way in the world are we going to let this happen to us. They're not going to fleece us. We're going to actually fleece our investors, and they're going to make it almost impossible for you to get out, or they're going to do things that will generate a clawback. A clawback is if you've taken anything out, they will be able to go back and take that and get that from you. This is going to happen because they're not going to allow themselves to take a hit. And one of the things for you, everyone that's listening to the Tando Radio Show, you are people that have been keen and understand, yo, I need to do something because this stuff is not going in the right direction. And it is in our best interest because we're the last ones to know anything and we better get on board. One of the things I would say to you, now is the time for you to take care of you and your family first and foremost and secure the things that are necessary for you to be able to put yourself in a position of advantage for against what's coming. And let me tell you why. Because there are people that understand that have a lot of cash that's on hand, and they already know what they need to do. They need to get out of that cash and get into real assets. And this is the global push. And I just want you to be able to do that before they start to price everything out of the market. And it's going to be difficult for you to actually prepare as we get closer and as these events start to unfold. It was so much easier when we first started Tando Radio Show. It was so much easier for you to prepare. That window has closed. And in my opinion, it's not going back to that. When we first started, there were things that, you know, some things were kind of scarce, but you could still always find them. You're not going to be able to find them in the future. And this is why we have the precious metals class to teach you. This is why we have the overall preparedness class. And if you're interested in the precious metals class, that's $25. And the preparedness class is also $25 a month. The thing is that you just would continue to pay the same $25. You wouldn't be paying twice because you would go from the, if you've never taken a precious metals class, you would do the precious metals art. But if you wanted just the preparedness side of it, you could do that $25 a month and then it will start your training process. Okay? So if you're interested in that, definitely you could do that and just contact me, 951-790-8330. You could text me there or email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com for that. Very, very important. So with this article, what do you think the market is going to do when the common people start pulling out of their hedge fund accounts, which is basically their pension funds? They're going to stop it. And they will stop it by all forms of ways. They will make it almost virtually impossible for you to get it. Or they'll just go bankrupt and say, no, we're not going to give it to you because precedence has already been set for you to lose that from the Seventh Court of Appeals decision and from the precedent that MF Global started. See, the key is you got to get in front of things before everybody else does, because there now is going to start to be a run on the hedge funds. And this article is telling you, and it's so important that you understand that. This article, the president of the Federation of Teachers is asking New York City employees' retirement system to pull money out of the hedge funds. Hedge funds are becoming a bad bet for working families, the union had said in a statement. Do you see where this is going? Where is this coming from? The Teamsters Union has already said, yo, they're not going to pay you the pension. Everyone's starting to wake up to what's really going on. This is why you can't wait to watch. You can't put it off. You can't forget. You can't not care. You can't just say, okay, I'll take care of it later. There won't be a later. You have to. If you can't hold it, you don't own it. You don't hold it, you don't control it, and you don't own it. And they're going to adjust to this. The market is going to adjust to this, and they're going to make it virtually impossible for anyone to get out of these things. This window of you being able to prepare and get out of, get some of your cash that you have tied up, untied to get into real assets, that window is closing. But you need to do it as soon as possible. Next article comes from, this one is the from the CFTC. And that's the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. They're supposed to be making sure all of the futures and trades are all in compliance with law and everything else, which is all a big facade. And my commentary on this was, and what I wanted you to do is I wanted you to read this story about the CFTC and the silver manipulation that was going on. This is huge because it's the precious metals manipulation that's going to cause you to lose your pension. This is going to cause the derivatives to explode. This is going to cause the bank runs, bank holidays, and the pensions to actually be dissolved. And this is going to cause the economic collapse of the economy. It is going to be by the precious metals. You'll see what I mean as we move along in the show. So this was my commentary. This is a part of the fraud that will be discovered for the purging collapse, which is unfolding right now. In the end, people here in the United States and globally will have been completely fleeced of savings, retirement, investments, and most of all, economic means. It's the punch that you won't see that is going to knock you out flat on our backs. Connect this old release, because this is a story from a while ago, with the story above, and it's a couple of stories. Okay, so what I'm going to tell you, there was an accusation, and a man named Jerry Maguire, not the Jerry Maguire from the movie, but a real futures and commodities trader and a real precious metals trader, had discovered that the price of silver was artificially manipulated for the theft of the bankers. And he made that known to the CFTC, and he told them when they were going to do it, how they were going to do it, and would tell them, I will show you and give you the clue before they do it. And guess what? He showed them, they did it, and guess what they did? Okay, we'll investigate it. They did absolutely nothing. Why? Because they all were, all those organizations are in place to serve the overall the agenda of the manipulators. And so what happened? Absolutely nothing. But it was still good because it actually woke a lot of people up to what was going on, and they protected and positioned themselves accordingly. So it went on. So now, this is where we are now. And we posted this. This was another old posting. And this one says, silver bullion banks accused of manipulation in U.S. lawsuit. Check out this article. Read it. And this was my commentary. Another old story. But the twist is that they admitted Wednesday, talking about Deutsche Bank, and yesterday to manipulating both silver and gold. But here is the catch. They're willing to now roll over on roll over on all of the financial institutions that was involved in the silver and gold manipulation, which is fraudulent and is stealing. And I said, folks, get ready for some very, folks, it's going to get real bad very soon. And I said, tie this story with the one below and above. Now, this story is where they had accused Deutsche Bank of manipulating the price of silver and gold. Now, the next story, and that story came from Reuters. This story comes from the Daily Economics, economist.com. Deutsche Bank admits to precious metals manipulation and is expecting to name other banks. Hold on. Wait, this was my commentary. This, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the main steps to the complete banking collapse. Like we have been saying, Europe will lead the crash from a banking purge. One of the most corrupt and powerful banks, that being Deutsche Bank, is going to lead the march to the real madness. Now, once again, let me read this headline in this article to you. Let this sink in and think about this. Deutsche Bank admits to precious metal manipulation and is expecting to name other banks. So you mean to tell me that Deutsche Bank is going to turn snitch on all of the other banks that were involved in this? Really? Just like the criminals that they, just like when the system arrests people and gets and try to get them to roll on other people and everything else? You mean to tell me Deutsche Bank is taking a plea deal? You know why this is happening? Because it's a setup, folks. How can Deutsche Bank, who is not a person, not a human being, all of a sudden decide to cut a deal? To cut a deal. Are you serious? If they caught Deutsche Bank in the overall manipulation, it'd be easy to find everybody else because they already admitted it through LIBOR. That LIBOR is the interest rates that you pay for your car, your credit card, your mortgage, your student loan, any of that. But I'm going to show you later on in the show where the connection is. And remember, Deutsche Bank is out of Germany. And all of this starts to come together. And when this picture comes together, you're going to see, oh, man, they got us. We better do something now. So check out that article, but we're definitely going to come back to this one. Next one. And not only is there a run on the hedge funds, there is a run on bankruptcy now. And some of the ones, Peabody Energy went earlier this week. Goodrich Petroleum just went today. Not only them, Keystone went today. Gulf Keystone went today. Energy XXI also went for bankruptcy protection today. Do you see what's going on? You're going to start to see the same hedge funds going into bankruptcy too. And guess what? They're going to take all of your pensions with them. They're not going to pay you them. Or they're going to allow the collapse to happen, which what is happening, because that's going to give them plausible deniability to say that they are now broke and insolvent. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not David Wren trying to scare you. This is David Wren bringing you what is being done. This is me just showing you what's really happening. There are so many other forms that want to just entertain you. But what we really want to do is bring some things to you and bring some events that are happening so you can make some critical decisions to protect yourself and your family. Because you still can. So now, all of these bankruptcies are happening, and it's going to continue to happen. So that was that article. Next one was Judge Sandy Hook victims can sue gun makers. So I don't really want, this is all about the push to get guns off of, to actually get the guns out of the general population's hands, because they don't want you to be able to protect yourself. And more importantly, bring real stability to their chaotic scenarios and crisis that they're going to bring. That's what the real plan with the guns thing is. They already know you have them and everything else. That cat is out the bag. But what they don't really want you to do is to bring any stability once they start to push the panic button for you. And believe me, they're pushing that panic button as we speak by when they collapse the economy. Everyone that's not prepared is going to be in a state of panic. This is one of the reasons why it's so important for you to prepare physically, mentally, and spiritually. This is why Brother Davis talks about the meditation. This is why I bring you the news about what's going on. This is why we give you the options of some of the things that you could be doing. You actually need to right now get around like-minded people and establish coalitions and establish groups among yourself. Do not try to speak to someone else that has no clue about what's going on, because they're not going to. If someone is not open to this type of stuff, don't waste your time. More importantly, don't open yourself up to a threat in the future, because that's what that person is going to be. Because they're going to remember, especially as close as we are to this, they're going to remember you talking to them and telling them. And when people, when so-called civilized people get threatened, they go from civilized to feral, buck wild, very quickly. There's a lot of people that can't wait for this to happen so that they can wage all kinds of hell, because the opportunity will be there. So this is what you need to prepare for. Next, it says from Market Watch, time up, time's up. Millions of Americans about to lose Social Security benefits. Do you see this picture? How it's coming about? Then the next one comes from Congress.org. This is how they've legislated on April the 29th, 2016. People are going to lose Social Security funds that they were going to be using for their retirement. They are shutting down all of the aid and the things that people thought that they had entitlement to from paying into the system. They're taking all of that. There is nowhere other place that we're going. It's just how fast we're going to hit the bottom, people. That's really where it is. And it's so important for us to understand that. And I know you, the Tando Radio Show listeners, understand that. But the rest of the world doesn't, I mean, the rest of the population and the people, they don't understand that. The most optimistic view on this whole thing is this. We better build a boat. We're going to need a bigger boat. We're going to need to be able to protect ourselves. And just like the time of Noah, many of people knew Noah was doing it and didn't prepare. And they were drowned. You see Noah, I would ask you, are you the person that would have walked by, seen Noah, and then picked up a hammer? Because you were led there because something told you something just ain't right. Something is just not right. You ever wonder why the animals they always know when some major natural disaster is coming? Because they know, they're in tune to that. Their frequency, they haven't abandoned it at all. They know something that isn't right, and they respond appropriately before it happens. They prepare themselves. They prepare to win. They prepare to get out of harm's way. They prepare to actually put themselves in a hedge of safety. Sometimes we can learn a lot from what we call wild. Much better to be godly wild than manly civilized. You're more of a threat to every other living thing on the planet and in the universe. So check out that article. Next one. Bank of America, Wells Fargo hit by the oil price failure. Check out that article. This is all a part of the purge and the collapse. Next one comes from Superstation 95. 104 years ago today, Titanic sunk. And my commentary was, looks like a whole lot of global ships are taking on defaulting waters with no financial pumps. The overall financial purge is unfolding as we speak. It's a lot of people about to sink. Some major institutions done. Some major people that you thought were extremely wealthy done. You're not preparing for this. There will not be a way in which you will be able to maintain the quality of life of what you once had, because you won't have the anchoring part of the new economy, and that's going to be resources. You'll see what I mean in a minute. Next article, from Superstation 95, also, Swiss puts troops and tanks on the border with Italy to stop refugees, and from Austria. Why? Because Italy and Austria's banking collapse is full-fledged. The Swiss knows what's up, and they're properly preparing with China. And they're already dispatched their tanks to the border. No other time in history have you seen the unfoldings and the maneuvering that you're seeing right now. They always try to talk about, in modern history, they try to talk about the Korean Missile Crisis. Man, that had nothing on what's going on right now. Because it's that multiplied to the 10th power. And it's going to continue to unfold. And this is the evidence to substantiate and validate that. Now, this one comes from the Superstation also. China says no dollars for new yuan. I'm going to say that one more time. China says no dollars for new yuan. I'm going to come back to that. Next article comes from DrHousingBubble.com. A crisis in America housing. High rents, expensive homes, and low incomes are a problem, which is only going to continue to grow. This came from CNBC. Most Americans think the economy is getting worse. You think, CNBC? That mainstream media? Oh, I don't even want to go on. Here it is. Next article. And this one comes from very, very important. This came from the WallStreetParade.com. And I said, read page 11. Page 11 stipulates what was sent to JP Morgan on the 12th, I believe. On the 12th, after they failed their stress test, their financial stress test, their living will test. Basically, can you survive, JP Morgan, without collapsing the American economy once the banking crisis happened? Answer, no. Do you have a plan to be able to ensure that you won't bring down the American economy during the banking crisis that we are already engaged in? Answer, no. What does that tell you? Jamie Dimon is saying, you won't make it. They will. You won't. And this is very disturbing. And it was, this came out, the letter, actually, is right there. Let me pull it up. I'm going to just briefly say something, then we'll go into it. This letter tells everything. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out, you need to go to this letter and read what it says. It tells you where we are. You've been warned by them. You've been warned by them not so that you won't move. We brought you the warning so that you will move to a hedge of protection. They know that people, this isn't what people really want to hear. They want to have normalcy bias. They want to have their head in the sand and act like, nothing is going to happen. This, I heard all of this before. That's exactly what they wanted to create, so that when they do put the smack down, they can say, we told you. But if you notice something, the government isn't protecting anyone because they don't want you protected. They want you exposed, which you are if you haven't protected yourself. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, at any time, jump in on the conversation. It's a open discussion Friday. Anything that you want to talk about, definitely. And we're going to continue to bring these current events. Get in on the conversation. If you know some things that are going on, inform people. If you have a question, ask them. If you want to know something, how do you do this? How do you do that? Now is a great time, because at some point and at some time, you will be in a yo-yo effect. You will be on your own. And you want to make sure that you appropriately secure yourself before that time happens. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. It's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're getting ready to go to these commercial breaks, and we'll be right back and jump into some of the main things of today, what happened today and what's unfolding as we speak. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Most of the world's contributions have come from a Black man or Black woman. Right now is the perfect time to showcase our talents all over the planet. We are BIB Blacks in Business. Search for us on Facebook by typing in We Are BIB Blacks in Business and the name of your state or country. Join us for our new radio program every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. We are BIB Blacks in Business.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Sando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back today in the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando and being a part of the show. You are so deeply appreciated, and we are having a live show, and it's a very important one because we're going to jump into some of the things that really, really matter. And I just want to say, you know, here at Tando, I've never wanted to entertain you. I really was concerned about not only myself, not only my family, but our community. And I'm concerned about the things that are happening that have happened so many times before in the past that we haven't learned from to do something different. And sometimes when you do that, you are going against the grain. It's so easy to go with the overall flow and the overall movement of things. But see, that's fine when it is going in a very in sync, morally correct way. But we can never ever sell ourselves out for another man's agenda. We can't compromise our morality for another man's agenda or another entity or another spirit's agenda, because the free will that they have is privy to them. But you're not subject to that unless you surrender yourself to it. And I want your free will to be as connected and as pure and as refined as it possibly can be, to be in line and mirror that of the great creator. Then we can create some very sustainably wonderful, masterful, sustainable resources. Life, the resource of life, the resource of sustainability, more importantly, and also a quality of life that is heaven bound. Heaven is wherever God is, and wherever the great creator's creations are that work in unison to that. So heaven is wherever you are. When you create that environment for heaven to be bountiful. But just as wherever heaven is, just as wherever you can, you could create the heaven, there is also from the free will the ability to build the fiery hell. It has no place without a will. And I would really hope that you will be one that does not choose that. But if you do, my freedom ends where yours begins. But as long as your freedom doesn't encroach on mine, you can do whatever. But once that happens, now we have a situation that needs to be appropriately dealt with. And we need to deal with a lot of things appropriately. And we need to change the way that we've been living. We need to change what we've been creating. We need to change our will. We need to change our direction and build that heavenly environment that can sustainably create many miracles, because that quality is ours. and also the quality, we have the capability of creating the curse of death, destruction, disease, famine, and poverty. We have that same capability. So let's take the one that really represents our spirit, the one that was created with the intention that the great creator had for you to do. I'm going to give you all that you need, and I'm also going to give you the ability to have wants. Hopefully your wants will be in line with your needs. And we really need to get back to a sustainable way of living from what the great creator has already created. It's what it is perfect, and it's still waiting on us. So, and I say that because there's been a hell that's been created, and that hell resurfaces itself to bring in fear, confusion, so that, and not only that, it also brings in anger and hatred, because that is the seeds of hell. One of the things that we can't do, we can't become what we had to endure, nor should we plant the seeds of hell so that they can germinate, root, and grow and bear destructive fruit. We have to change our overall course and direction by not using the same consciousness, the same will that created the hell and destruction. And we can do that, and it's possible, and it's happening with you. And that is the biggest threat. Hell is receiving an eviction notice by people starting to wake up to the agenda, and that is a threat to the stability of it all. So let's get to it. One of the things before we went to the commercial break, I said there was a very important letter that they're releasing so that you'll know when this collapse happens. They tell you, we told you, plausible deniability. We told you, you didn't listen to us. Now we got to change some things. And you'll listen to us now because we got your attention. When we were distracting you, we didn't want your attention. We wanted you to be distracted. Now we want your attention. Why? Because we want you further on your knees. You just being on your knees is not enough. Now it's time for you to bow down completely. This is their agenda. And they do it in so many various ways. But all of them have the seeds and the fruits of hate and destruction and anger and fear. So, this article, very telling. It's the Living Will article. Check it out there. And it comes from the FDIC, Federal Insurance, Federal Deposit, excuse me, FDIC, Federal Deposits Insurance Corporation. Okay, now, comes from them. Read the whole thing. But what you need to do is go to page 11, particularly. Let's look at page 11, and you'll see why there is no, oh, well, it's not going to happen. It's no, you can't put your head in the sand on this one. People that want to put their head in the sand, get away from them. Those people are completely dangerous, completely dangerous, and they will drown you. So now, on page 11, it says, let me find it right here. And they blacked out a lot of stuff in this article. And they blacked it out for a reason. Because real secrets, they don't want you to know how bad it's going to be. So, the part that matters, and is very significant, comes at the very top. Hold on, one second. At the very top of the article, One sec, trying to pull it down. Let me get to page 11 real quickly. Here it comes. Okay, one more page. Okay, now, you'll see on page 11, trying to get it to stop. One sec. Okay, here we go. Identify a deficiency in JP Morgan's wind down plan if it were not properly addressed, could pose serious adverse effects to the financial stability of the United States. I'll say that again. At the top of page 11, the regulators had revealed, they have found, and it said, identified a deficiency in JP Morgan's wind down plan, if not properly addressed, could pose serious adverse effects to the financial stability of the United States. Let me get that to you in everyday layman's terms. The bank is broke and you're going to pay for it. The bank is going down and they're going to take your deposits with them. But see, the thing about it is that not only that, they're going to make you buy bonds. The bonds of the failed banks and the bonds of the failed economic structure of this country. You're going to see why in a minute. This is telling you that it's over. It's completely set up to fail. Now, one of the things in this whole thing that we need to look at, that they sent this to JP Morgan, is mainstream media reporting this at all? No, because mainstream media knows and they're going to report it. This is what they're going to do. They're going to put a mic under somebody's chin and say, what happened? And they're going to be crying and everything. I don't know what's going on. Because they don't want you to be prepared. They want you out on the streets in total chaos because that serves their agenda. Now, how does this serve their agenda? Remember I talked about the silver fix earlier? Well, we need to go back to an article from Superstation. It was four articles down. And that four articles down, we need to click on that one. We need to read that one and see what that one says. The Superstation 95 one, it says, China says no dollar for new yuan. It says, in a shocking move, likely to crush the U.S. economy overnight, China is refusing to make the new gold-backed yuan convertible from or to U.S. dollars. Let me read this whole thing. Let me pull this up. We need to read this. And you need to see the correlation in how this setup is so sophisticatedly deep that is going to consume. Doesn't matter who you are. You may have millions and millions of dollars of cash, which is nothing but coupons, but I hate to tell you, you don't have no money. So here it is in this article. In a shocking move that's likely to crash the U.S. economy overnight. I don't think it's going to be overnight, but it's going at the appropriate time. Some things will happen that will be overnight. China is refusing to make its new gold-backed yuan convertible from or to U.S. dollars. That's from or to U.S. dollars, meaning their new gold yuan, you can't take it and then come to the United States and convert it to dollars for the people that now, as an individual, you won't be able to do that either because of a couple of things, but I'm explaining that. But this is mainly for the trading world, the rest of the world. They're going to say, no, you can't be an ally of the U.S. if you're going to do trade with us. Because you're going to try to take our yuan and convert it to dollars. No, you can't do that. They are totally annihilating the U.S. economy. there will be no economic support. Remember when Obama had called the emergency ASEAN meeting, and I talked about it, had all of the ASEAN meetings. I played what he said from there, where he got the word from the U.S., from the ASEAN nations and from China, it's over. You're done. The dollar's done. The rest of the world is preparing for it accordingly. You better too. Let your conscience be your guide. Now, listen to this article. The new yuan will be introduced next Tuesday, April the 19th. That's this coming Tuesday. When the International Monetary Fund, IMF, agreed to add the yuan to the basket of world currencies used for global reserves in the international trade, they wanted China to make the yuan more reliable as a currency. And when we read that on Tando Radio Show, I told you that this means that they are China's telling the world that they're going to back their currency by gold. The IMF didn't tell China nothing. China tells everybody now what to do. Why? Because they have the economic and military prowess to do it. This is why the IMF is moving their headquarters from the United States to Beijing, because whoever the lead financial country in the IMF SDRs, that's where the IMF headquarters has to be. But see, what they told you is that, oh, we're going to open up a headquarters in Beijing. But what they didn't say is that they're closing the one in the United States. By them opening one in Beijing means they're closing the one in the United States. It's done. It's over. Finito. Finish. Sayonara. Bye-bye. You know, your services are no longer wanted. Here's your pink slip. So let's go on and read this. They wanted to make the currency more reliable. Since then, China has almost unpegged its yuan from the U.S. dollar. They sure have. They have been unpegging themselves and causing dropping their dollar by leaps and bounds ever since then. Devaluing their dollar, the Chinese yuan, by leaps and bounds. Why? Because they don't care about this one, because this is the debt-based one. They care about the new one, the gold-backed one. So it goes on. China has almost unpegged its yuan from the dollar, allowing its value to fluctuate on world markets. But for years, China has amassed huge amounts of gold bullion. Some have said their appetite for gold has been staggering. And with a new gold-backed yuan to be issued next Tuesday, the entire world will have a choice of a new currency to use for international trade. That's the key. International trade. The old U.S. dollar is backed by nothing, or the new Chinese yuan, which is backed by gold. Which one would you use? The rest of the world has a choice. And believe me, they're going to run to China. Why is China doing this? Not because they're waiting for people to come. They already have the agreements in place. This is why they had the new infrastructure investment bank for people. This is huge. And I would ask you, which one would you choose? One that's backed by debt, basically? Someone that's not paying their debt, would you put your financial history, your financial well-being and your financial future and your children's financial well-being in their hands? No, don't even think that you would. But see, the bad thing is that we're so addicted to cash, it's hard for us to think past the last sale that we had 2 weeks ago, a week ago, 3 days ago, today, and the one that's going to happen tomorrow. But that one doesn't matter, because that is just consumerism. You better get into real savings. The school of obedience didn't teach you how to save. They just taught you how to splurge, spend, consume, and create debt. The wage of a king is gold. The wage of a lady and gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt. The only way you're going to ever end slavery is if you have the resources in which you can dictate and establish a new economy. China has gold, so they can dictate economy. They can guarantee their freedom. We can't guarantee our freedom because we don't have the resources that the world needs. So they don't have to listen to you. They could just use you. They could just threaten you and kill you and do whatever they want, enslave you. That's the real reason that slavery started. And this is what really upholds it. You don't have the resources in order to be sovereign, meaning self-determining, without aid from anyone else. You decide your own rules, self-determination. You don't need anyone else. Think about it. A slave always needs the master, and the master always puts the slave in bondage. So, listen, check this out. When the new currency is issued, countries that have been forced to use the U.S. dollar for decades have been forced to use the U.S. dollar for decades. That is so true. Think about it. If you didn't use the U.S. dollar, what did the U.S. do? Kill you, invade you, bomb you, destroy your economy. And then put in a puppet government that would do what? First thing that they're going to do is reestablish the petrodollar reserve currency, the dollar hegemony. So first thing, did it in Chile, I could go on all the different places that they've done it. That really doesn't matter. What really matters now is what choice are you going to make? Because you have one. Goes on. They were forced to use the U.S. dollar for decades and have had to keep billions of dollars in their foreign currency reserves. Will be free to drop the dollar, those dollars, but they won't be able to dump them to China for the new gold-backed ones. China said, no. You can dump those, but you can't put them over here. Take that trash somewhere else. And it goes on to say, China has reportedly decided there can be no conversion of gold-backed yuan to or from the U.S. dollar. What China fears is that many countries around the world will want to trade their reserve U.S. dollars for new yuan ones, leaving China with mountains of worthless U.S. dollar. China already has several trillions in U.S. dollar reserve and doesn't want or need any more. This is so significant. Let me tell you the backstory, reading between the lines in this. How many people trade with China in the world? What does the U.S. manufacture? Nothing, hardly. What does China manufacture? Basically everything. Who does the world need for the overall moving of goods? They don't need the U.S. They only needed the U.S. dollar in the past. Now they don't need the U.S. dollar anymore. Who does all of the manufacturing? Let me tell you something. The key to a growth of the economy is the manufacturing. If you have no manufacturing, all you have is a service-based economy, and that only lasts for so long because guess what? The service is not essential. It's a luxury because you have manufacturing, you have a surplus, you have a profit now to splurge on some of the services of life. It's not a staple. This whole country is built off of a service without manufacturing anything. I have my precious metals, but I'm not really in business because I don't make the metals. Provide a service. This is really where we are. And until we actually understand the dynamics of it, and let me break the dynamics of it to you. Everyone in the world trades with China. In order for them to continue that trade, they can't trade with the U.S. anymore. And think about all of the colonization by force and by fear and by intimidation and by stealing of resources that the U.S. has done throughout the world. They're all going to say, you know what? We actually couldn't wait for China to do this. And you go back to goodbye, because now you can't do anything about it. You have no military that's a threat. You have no economic standing. You have no manufacturing. You have no reason to even bribe us to staying. You have nothing that we need nor want. Since we don't need you, we never wanted you. We're gone. Think of the dynamics of this. Everything that you have here in this country that's made in China is now not going to be coming to this country. Why? Because what's the U.S. going to pay for it in? U.S. dollars? China's already just said that they're not going to accept or trade that. You're not going to give us cash from the U.S. Basically, you're not going to give us coupons that are trash. We now have real money. And it's convertible from this. You can trade your the gold-backed yuan for gold, physical gold, which is the anchor of their economy. But more importantly, silver is, but they don't talk about it because it's so critical and important. This, everyone, is severe. And what is up against? Basically, this is what all of these meetings have been all about, these emergency meetings, and why the banks are done, not only the banks, every job, everything here. There is not going to be any jobs, ladies and gentlemen, but there's going to be plenty of work to be done. It's over. The U.S. has no allies in order to rebuff this. Let me show you how they have no allies. Remember we read the story about the silver manipulation and how Deutsche Bank all of a sudden is going to turn state evidence against the United States? Who do you think they're going to turn the state's evidence to? The World Court of Opinion. And who do you think the judge is going to be and the jury is going to be? They're going to be China. It's a smart play. Deutsche Bank, one of the most corrupt and powerful banks on the planet. German in nature. What did the U.S. do to Germany? When Germany tried to repatriate their gold, the New York Federal Reserve told them to go pound sand. And they said, okay, the only pounding is going to be you. Because Germany has some gold. And they already know. Now, when you don't give up someone's gold, that means that they're going to declare war on you. Germany, ever since then, has been positioning itself to go to the BRIC nations. And they're going to go to BRIC nations. And Deutsche Bank is going to be the one, the agent of Germany to do it, because they're going to tell, who do you think they're going to tell on? The American Western bankers, saying that they had all of this, they pushed it, and then what is China going to do? See, all of y'all better stop doing business with them and come over to our gold convertible currency and do business with us. And if you don't come do business with us, you won't be able to survive in this economy, because we won't take their dollars. We are talking about the economic collapse by trade and by debt of the United States, which is really not the United States is going bankrupt. They bankrupt you. And with this deal, what Deutsche Bank did by turning and telling on all the other banks, that's because they made a pact and a deal with China. Germany is going to be part of BRICS. France is going to go with them. They're going to dissolve the NATO nations. Oh, Turkey is going to go too, because they've already established alliances with Iran on the back deal. Last, it really won't matter, England has already decided they're leaving the euro. And they're going to do what? Aligned with China. I posted it a while back when they cut the deal, when they said that they would be the clearinghouse for Chinese bonds. Do you know what that means? Chinese debt. Who's going to buy Chinese debt? Everybody in the world, because it's going to be guaranteed by gold. That's the thing. The U.S. went broke in August the 15th, 1975, when Nixon took the U.S. off of the gold, closed the gold window. The gold window being you would come in with cash and you would be able to get gold in return for it. So all of the world was buying U.S. debt because they said they won't default. If they do, I'll just trade my cash for gold. They had so much cash and didn't have the gold to back it. And what did they do? They closed the window and the rest of the world. And you should know what France's president at that time said. He warned that they're going to do this. This is why France already knew what was up. And Germany knew it was already up. This is why they attacked Paris. That came from Washington. This is why they attacked the soccer stadium with the president there. Because they were sending a message to him. But see, when you're desperate, desperate times mean desperate memory. It didn't work. And it's not going to work. It's over. And the U.S. is going to have to force the hand in war. And they will. And they will lose it. Deutsche Bank, when have you ever heard a bank turning state's evidence? Are you kidding me? But it was done for a reason. They're going to tell it all. And everybody is going to want to do what? Protect themselves. How are they going to protect themselves? And I'm talking about the international sovereign funds, the countries. They're going to only want to trade with the assurances of gold back. Oh, yes, the U.S. is going to try to back their currency with gold, but it's going to be too late and it's not going to work because all of the gold that the U.S. is going to back theirs by is by stolen gold. One, they stole it from the general population during the last banking holiday when FDR told everyone they had to turn in all of their gold for and they would pay them for it. But then now everyone during World War II put all of their gold in the United States for safekeeping because they knew that the United States was the nuclear power, was the only nuclear power that could actually fend off anyone in the world. So nobody was going to steal with them. But what they didn't think about is guess what? Yeah, nobody's going to steal from them, but they're going to steal from everybody else. They're not going to give you back your gold. So all of the gold that the U.S. has is already been spoken for because it's stolen. So the U.S. won't have any gold to back anything. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the complete annihilation of the economic standing that you've been living under since you were born. And I know that's a complete shock to you, but it doesn't matter what you think. It matters what they're going to do. What does matter is what you're going to do about it. Because you can't stop this. At this present time, you can only prepare yourself so that when they become vulnerable in this whole thing, that you don't go along with it any longer. There's only one way. There's so many different ways to do this, but the most efficient way is to prepare yourself for what they're going to when they release the Kraken, when they release the beast. This is what they've been preparing for. The moment is now. And before this year is up, because China becomes fully convertible into the SDR in October, this coming October. They told all of the banks, I read it here on Tando, they told all of the banks to get ready. And I told you by this time before then, I said 6 months before then, they'll probably back their currency by gold. And it's 6 months later with 6 months left to go. What should you be doing? You're going to have to get out of what everyone else is dumping. You're going to have to convert your currency to assets. You need to prepare for the disruptions of supplies by way of food, disruptions of services. And you need to have some financial standing so that you can reclaim the prosperity because there's an opportunity here. There are so many businesses and people that are not prepared for this, and they're going to have to liquidate their assets. Because I don't care if you have land right now, it's not the best form of money. You won't be able to hold on to it. You're going to have to liquidate it nowhere near at the prices that you bought it. I'm sorry to tell you, but that's the truth. It's already been proven because J.P. Morgan had to sell their multi-billion dollar headquarters to China for pennies on the dollar. That's what happens in a default. Your assets become someone else's purchase when there's blood on the streets for pennies on the dollar. This is why one of the best form of money on this planet is the precious metals, because it guarantees your freedom. Guarantee it assures your free will. See, the key to this whole thing is that the U.S. is going to go into a war. And countries, you're going to have to be careful with the currencies, because you're not going to be able to engage in certain currencies because you'll be trading with the enemy. That's the exact same thing that China is going to do to everyone. They have more influence than the United States. It doesn't matter what you try to get. It's a matter what China cuts you out of. And they're going to cut everybody out of dealing with the United States. This is the plan. Already said that they're going to set the price of gold starting Tuesday. And they said that they are going to back their currency. And this is going to be a great surprise to many people. Don't let it catch you without preparing. This is where we are. And there are things that you need to be doing. You need to secure a reasonable amount of food for your family. You need to actually secure some sustainability for your family by way of water, by way of protection, by way of shelter, by way of food and energy. You need to do those things. And you also need to protect yourself so that you can position yourself and seize on the opportunity. What are the opportunities that are going to be? The United States is in receivership, ladies and gentlemen, which means people are cutting up the United States and taking what they want. Do you think that when Obama put that 1.8 million acres of land as wildlife refuge, you think that they did that to maintain the overall economic standing of the United States? Because all of that land that they did is known to be rich in natural resources and rich in the precious metals. You think that they did that for the United States? No, I'm here to tell you, I'm so sorry they didn't, because they did it right after the ASEAN meeting, where they were told to do that by China, and China is going to claim that land as a default on the debt. And this is you're going to continue to see this. The opportunities, you're going to have to engage yourself and protect yourself with the precious metals, so that for the businesses that still have a great business, but their owners that didn't prepare for this, they're going to have to liquidate this. And let me tell you something, there is no cash amount. You won't have a big enough dump truck or wheelbarrow to buy milk, let alone by the inventory of assets. You're going to have the very asset that the world's economy is going to be anchored in now. That is going to be the precious metals. Because you don't have oil, because some of it is going to be anchored in oil. Some of it is going to be anchored in manufacturing. Some of it is going to be anchored in food production. Some of it is going to be anchored in natural resources, gas. But a very defined portion of it that's transferable is going to be in precious metals. That's just where it is, folks. And I would say, protect yourself accordingly so that you can seize on the opportunities that are going to be made known. We have a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller real quickly. Don't like to keep the callers listening. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Okay, this is Brother Jam. This time I'm in Odessa, Texas.
Brother Jam, yes, sir. What's okay. going on, brother? Yes.
Oh, man, just checking out the news and the song. I was reading a lot of blogs and so forth. I know they had a lot of meetings and everything about Christian commodities around the world. What they call that, the Doha?
It's yes.
Okay, the Doha, they had a meeting, or supposed to have a meeting this week, and it was bumping heads of the two countries, Iran and Arabia. And it was saying that they were trying to tell Iran to back down on oil production. And if they can do that, then they can skyrocket the oil prices, probably in between $60 to $70 a barrel. But I don't think that's going to happen unless we receive a little war or something like that. And then I also was looking at something in the news. It was talking about this year is going to be the last year where they were able to write off the taxes for homes, where people could write off their mortgage and so forth, or it should have been last year. And so that's another sign of something going on. They're raising the interest rates on that, where mm-hmm. people have to pay their, you know, their mortgage.
Mm-hmm. And, right there, Jim, because you hit on some things that's very, very important. One of the things is because of this, you won't be owning your homes much longer because of the mortgage-backed securities, MBSs. The Federal Reserve engaged in MBSs at the account at the height of it of $1 trillion per day. What were they doing? They were going into the market and buying all of the bonds for the homes that everyone had. Who were they buying that for? They were using it as collateral for the default. Mortgage-backed securities, known as MBSs. Look at how long they engaged in that. You heard of quantitative easing? Oh, they tricked you. Quantitative easing was really mortgage-backed securities. MBSs. Why would a private bank need to get as many assets as it possibly can? Because it is broke and it has to have some leverage in order to try to stay in business. And what are they going to leverage? They're going to leverage the land that's here in the United States. And it, but that only can is a finite amount of value that that has. The setup was complete, ladies and gentlemen. But go ahead. But then you, one more, Jambone. Then you talked about the oil, wanting Iran to stop production, to slow and ease production. And what did Iran tell everybody? Go pound sand.
That's right.
Go pound sand. We're a nuclear capable country now. We're going to continue to. Why are they doing that? Because they're driving Saudi Arabia out of business. Because Saudi Arabia doesn't have the oil capacity to keep up with them. Saudi Arabia is trying to tell them to slow. Oh, wait, one sec, Jimbo. Let me make this. Saudi Arabia is trying to tell them to slow down. Why are they telling Saudi Arabia to slow down? Because why is Saudi Arabia telling Iran to slow down? Because Saudi Arabia can't keep up. They don't have the oil anymore. They've been used, just like everybody else that makes a deal. Every time you make a deal with the devil, you lose your soul. Go ahead, Jimbo.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia's dried up like the what you call some 30-day-old prunes. But I was looking at some other stuff too. How U.S. is always putting their foot around Iran's neck with sanctions and everything, trying to keep them, you know, from producing, you know, that amount and doing trade. And that was one of the big deals with, you know, everyone see now. With going on with Italy with their trade agreement. Then also I was looking at with the U.S. and having sanctions and other things going on with Russia, because you know, it's like Russia's like saying, get your hands off of Ukraine, You know, it belongs to us. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of precious commodities over there in Ukraine, too. And like you said in the past, Russia won it back.
Yep. Now, you know what, Jambone, you hit on some things. Now, let me tell you. They've been outmaneuvered, the U.S. The reason why they picked the Ukraine, because they wanted to bring in a color revolution. But one of the keys to the Ukraine is the gas pipeline that goes into Europe. It goes through the Ukraine. The Ukraine is the transportation of gas. And also the Ukraine feeds Europe because it has some of the most fertile ground of food in that whole region. Almost as fertile as the United States. The United States does have some natural resources that are extremely valuable. Its ability to produce food is key. This is why China is going to take the land. Because they're going to take the land in order to feed the new wealthy people in the booming economy that China is going to have to, they're going to have. And if they don't do it, China is subject to the people of China rioting and taking over and overthrow the government. That's what China's afraid of. So what are they going to do? Take those lands that produce insatiable amounts of water and food. So that's really what was going on with the Ukraine. And the Ukraine used to belong to Russia. And Russia's starting to take back its position. Go ahead.
I have one last question.
Yes.
Back to Texas again. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in Texas. Of course, you know, I know a lot of listeners don't live in Texas, but a lot of them do. Like we were talking about, like the boom that was happening the year before last, the economy where it had oil and technologies and so forth. Well, East Texas still is central and North still got going. Economy still got it going on, but the West Texas kind of slowed down a little bit. But I can say that one thing is still wrapping up that a lot of people know about is energy. That's green energy in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That would be windmills, what you call solar farms and so forth. The company I work for right now, we're about to do two of them, huge ones.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, I was going to say about Texas. Yeah, it slipped my mind, but what are your thoughts about, you know, about Texas producing, like, their own energy to support a lot of its infrastructures and everything? Being, you know, I remember that we were talking about yesterday about us receding from the States, but also doing some other things where, oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I listen to, like, agriculture a lot. Like late in the afternoon after a couple of shows, and they're talking a whole lot about agriculture, about producing and selling to different places and what they could sell to China. And one thing we produce in West Texas a whole lot is cotton. And Texas, the Lubbock, Texas is known for producing a lot of cotton. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I would. Because of what has been happening, they've actually introduced the bill, and actually in the last time that they could have succeeded from the United States, they put it in the motion and it was denied. I mean, they said no, but see, they put that and they wanted that no because it was a strategical no. Next time they'll have the reason for succeeding. I do believe that Texas will succeed. Because Texas actually has the capability through manufacturing and through resources to be an independent country. And I believe that they are going to align themselves with the appropriate suitors and supporters in order for them to do that. And that is not going to be the U.S. government. You know, you talked about the sanctions, Jambone. It's so cool. China and Russia is allowing the U.S. to do these sanctions. You know why?
No.
Because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. They are going to sanction the U.S. and they're going to have harsh economic sanctions on the U.S. for what it has done and what it is doing. The setup is complete. See, now there's been a changing of the guard. The wealth has already transferred. It is now in the hands of the Eurasian nations, and you're starting to see them flex their muscle. This is the switch, the transfer. They will sanction the U.S. They will sanction the U.S. The U.S. will not get any goods and will not be able to sell goods outside in the country. They will do exactly what they did to Iran, and that destroys the economic standing of the everyday citizen. See, the whole thing is that if they're not going after the U.S., they're going after the everyday person in the world. They're going to go target you, and they're going to use you as an example for the rest of the world and say, see, don't ever end up like the United States. But see, they create the environment for that to happen century after century, a cyclical position after cyclical position, so that they stay in control and people continue not to know what's going on. And they fall for the trap all the time. This is why the South Sea of China is establishing, and war is at hand, and the U.S. will lose this war. It doesn't have the means to do it, to win. Doesn't have the means to win, and it won't. So you need to prepare yourself for that. Definitely need to prepare yourself for that. Any other questions, Jambone? Great questions, as always.
That's it there, Brother Rand. Nice chat, man. I'll chop it up with you again soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My man Jambone. Good looking, bro. And continue to do what you need to do, bro, because that is what is the most powerful thing, is taking your own existence back and positioning yourself accordingly. So that is this is just where we are. And some of the things, and like I said, there are things that you definitely need to do to prepare for this. I do firmly believe that you are going to have a major announcement somewhere between now and November. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's relatively soon. It could be within the next coming weeks. It could be next week. It very well could be next week. If not, then it doesn't matter. It is closer today than it was. Excuse me. It's closer today than it was yesterday. So make sure that you are doing the necessary thing. Now is not the time to splurge on things, unessential things. Now is the time to strategically place yourself so that when they do have the bank holidays, when they do have the bank bail-ins, that they won't have you in line by choice, because you have to be there. If that's a strategical play for you to be in those lines, oh, I'm with you. I get it. But don't be in those lines because it's out of necessity. There won't be any time for crying then. You should be sweating now, sacrificing now, so you don't cry and bleed once it happens. But if you do position yourself to make it look like you are, I'm with you. That's a smart move. And I would say get in the precious metals class, get in the preparedness class. Get your food, get your water, get your protection, get your shelter, get your energy. And part of your protection is that your protection is in the precious metals, because it protects and it actually secures your labor, your past labor. That's what you need to do, because that energy you're not going to get anymore. It preserves your labor. The dollar is done. I know it's hard for people. I know they said they heard it before. No, but see, it's quite different. See, that was the wolf cry. Here comes the wolf. The wolf is here. And it's being done strategically. And you can see it in so many ways. In so many ways. And it's undeniable. So, with that being said, if you got any questions or comments, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit *61. And we'll definitely bring you up in queue and answer your question. But right now we're going to, we have no one else in queue. So what we're going to do, but if you like have a question and comment, now is the time to jump in on that. And so that your question can help as many people as possible to prepare for this and to position themselves accordingly. And if there aren't any calls, what we're going to do now is that we're going to jump, pick back up on the book of Enoch. One second, because all of this definitely plays together and is a part of what is going on. So we have no calls in queue. Okay, so we're going to jump into the book of Enoch, and let me stage this for where we last were. One second.
The book of Enoch.
Here we go.
Cast into the chasm of the abyss of the valley. And then that valley shall be filled with their elect and beloved, and the days of their lives shall be at an end, and the days of their leading astray shall not thenceforward be reckoned. And in those days the angels shall return and hurl themselves to the east upon the Parthians and Medes. They shall stir up the king, so that a spirit of unrest shall come upon them, and they shall rouse them from their thrones, that they might break forth as lions from their lairs, and as hungry wolves among their flock, and they shall go up and tread under foot the land of his elect ones, and the land of his elect ones shall be before them a threshing floor and a highway. But the city of my righteous shall be a hindrance to their horses, and they shall begin to fight among themselves, and their right hand shall be strong against themselves. And a man shall not know his brother, nor a son his father or mother, till there be no number of corpses through their slaughter, and their punishment be not in vain. In those days Sheol shall open its jaws, and they shall be swallowed up therein, and their destruction shall be at an end. Sheol shall devour the sinners in the presence of the elect. And it came to pass after this, that I saw another host of wagons and men riding thereon and coming on the winds from the east and from the west to the south. And the noise of their wagons was heard. And when this turmoil took place, the holy ones from heaven remarked it, and the pillars of the earth were moved from their place. And the sound thereof was heard from one end of heaven to the other in one day. And they shall all fall down and worship the Lord of spirits. And this is the end of the second parable. And I began to speak the third parable concerning the righteous and elect. Blessed are ye, ye righteous and elect, for glorious shall be your lot. And the righteous shall be in the light of the sun, and the elect in the light of eternal life. The days of their life shall be unending, and the days of the holy without number. And they shall seek the light and find righteousness with the Lord of spirits. And there shall be peace to the righteous in the name of the eternal Lord. And after this it shall be said to the holy in heaven that they should seek out the secrets of righteousness, the heritage of faith. For it has become bright as the sun upon earth, and the darkness is past, and there shall be a light that never endeth. And to a limit of days they shall not come, for the darkness shall have been destroyed, and the light established before the Lord of spirits, and the light of uprightness established forever before the Lord of spirits. In those days mine eyes saw the secrets of the lightnings, and of the lights, and the judgments they execute, and they lighten for a blessing or a curse, as the Lord of spirits willeth. And there I saw the secrets of the thunder, and how when it resounds above in the heaven, the sound thereof is heard. And he caused me to see the judgments executed on the earth, whether they be for well-being and blessing, or for a curse, according to the word of the Lord of spirits. And after that, all the secrets of the lights and lightnings were shown to me, and they lightened for a blessing and for satisfying. In the year 500, in the seventh month, on the 14th day of the month, in the life of Enoch. In that parable, I saw how a mighty quaking made the heaven of heavens to quake, and the host of the Most High, and the angels, a thousand thousands and 10,000 times 10,000 were disquieted with a great disquiet. And the head of days sat on the throne of his glory, and the angels and the righteous stood around him. And a great trembling seized me, and fear took hold of me, and my loins gave way, and dissolved were my reins, and I fell upon my face. And Michael sent another angel from among the holy ones, and he raised me up. And when he had raised me up, my spirit returned, for I had not been able to endure the look of this post, and the commotion, and the quaking of the heaven. And Michael said unto me, Why art thou disquieted with such a vision? Until this day lasted the day of his mercy. And he hath been merciful and long-suffering towards those who dwell on the earth. And when the day and the power and the punishment and the judgment come, which the Lord of spirits hath prepared for those who worship not the righteous law, and for those who deny the righteous judgment, and for those who take his name in vain, that day is prepared for the elect a covenant, but for the sinners an inquisition. When the punishment of the Lord of spirits shall rest upon them, it shall rest.
Okay, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're out of caller in queue. We're going to go to the caller, then we're going to go back to the Book of Enoch. You're listening to Tando Radio Show that's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium. The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Now we're in the Book of Enoch. We're listening to the Book of Enoch, but we're going to definitely jump to a caller that's in queue. I don't like to keep the callers waiting, and then we'll get back to the Book of Enoch. Let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Greetings, Brother Dave. This is Raj. How's everything?
Brother Raj, what's going on, brother? Good. Good to hear from you.
It's good to be talking to you, too. First, I don't know if you got my email, but I was trying to download this week's Wise Wednesday, and it keeps going to a link that says that it's not found. So I don't know if it's not working properly, but I don't know if you want to look into
it. Yeah, I did. Which one was that? Which show was that? Oh, Wednesdays. Wise Wednesday?
Yeah.
I didn't. Scotty probably will correct that. It's probably something that on that side. So, I'm not quite sure because I don't, I'm not that technical guy, believe me. So, yeah, but it'll be up soon enough. But go ahead, brother.
The other thing, the question I had was, there was something that I saw. It was a documentary on PBS, and then I saw more information about it online. This was probably last year. But when you talk about China's control, this really told me, and you probably might have talked about this in the past, but they were brilliant. What they did, I found out in the documentary, was They bought all of the sites within the United States borders that we, or that the U.S. can get their rare earth minerals, because the U.S. actually
yes.
has rare earth mineral sites. And from what the documentary said, China bought up all except one. So literally, all of the rare earth minerals that come out of the earth in the United States go to China, except for this one site. And I remember they interviewed this white guy who's working on a truck at the site they had. And they talked about basically China's foresight, because at that time, I think this was like 20 years ago that they bought these all of these rare earth mineral sites. At that time, the U.S. wasn't as aware of the fact that these rare earth minerals basically allow them to create cell phones and technology and all the different technology they use in their military devices. So China bought
yes.
these things at a low premium when the U.S. was basically none the wiser about it. And now 20 years later, essentially they have to go to China to get their rare earth minerals or steal them from Africa. So I wanted you
yes.
to kind of speak to their foresight as far as, because that's another way I think they also will have complete domination over the U.S., because essentially the U.S., the entire military complex will seek to function without access to rare earth minerals. And because of their brilliance in buying up this land, they now own U.S. property in a way that no other country has. And I just wanted you to talk about that.
Man, right, great, great point, because that's absolutely true. Now, see, what's important about the rare earth minerals is that China has a very, very large amount of rare earth minerals within China. There's also a lot of rare earth minerals in Afghanistan. Wonder who did the U.S. invade?
Okay.
Now you know one of the reasons why. Africa has a lot of rare earth minerals. The U.S. has rare earth minerals. And the key to the rare earth minerals is that you can't have technology without the rare earth minerals, and you especially can't fight a war without the rare earth minerals. And a lot of the rare earth minerals come out of Nevada. The deposits are within those veins in Nevada and on the West Coast. And that is something that China has a special interest in. That's why when you saw that thing with Clive Bundy on that ranch, when they were telling the Bureau of Land Management they wanted to get that rancher off the land and everything else, they didn't care about that land. They cared about what was underneath it. And particularly China did, because they already had a deal through Harry Reid's son to build a solar complex there. But it wasn't the solar. That was the cover story. What they really cared about was the rare earth minerals and the silver and the gold that comes out of Nevada. That was the real thing. And this is some of the tricks that they play in order to get involved. So the rare earth minerals are strategically important in order to win. One of the things I always talk about is that the U.S., they play a game of they play a game known as chess. And they play chess because it's a game of arrogance and aggression. While the Eurasian nations, particularly China, play a game called Go. It's about controlling time and space. When you control time and space, you outmaneuver your opponent. This is why a great chess player will never be able to beat a subpar or good Go player. And this is how the U.S. was outmaneuvered in all fields. And one of the things that's key to this whole thing is that you never hear about China's interest in silver, because silver is the most valuable precious metal of all the precious metals. You can't fight a war. You can't have technology without silver. And you said something that China bought these assets and these resources at a reduced premium. That is something that we have never within our community understood, because we haven't been properly taught what real money is. Right now, they're asking the wrong price for a very critical and intrinsical metal. Asset, that being the precious metals. Take advantage of it while you still can. Right, man, right. That is exactly what happened, and that is the fight. And by time the U.S. had already started to understand this, it was already too late.
Absolutely.
Already too late.
I was going to say that's exactly what they said in the documentary. They basically alluded to the fact that the U.S. was angry because literally they have no control over their own resources in their own borders. And it just really speaks to China's foresight as far as from 20 years ago, understanding things that the U.S. had no concept of until, like you said, it was too late.
Yeah, man, I'm glad you brought that point, because that's so, and it's key and it's critical, and it it really gets you to see. Let me tell you, everyone, one of the first things we have to understand within our community and within ourselves, we have to first know ourselves, then we can know our enemy. And then if you know neither yourself nor your enemy, you will never be able to win. China has already won this. The Eurasian nations have already won this battle with the U.S. without one shot being fired.
Yes.
They've already won.
I was going to say, I think that foresight was their answer to white supremacy. They've been dominated by white supremacy for so long, like everyone else, that they had an ingenious plan, because at this point they have the U.S. completely checkmated, especially with the fact that they're holding those rare earth minerals. And this is the kind of information that African people need, because if we were thinking like that, we could have possibly done these types of things. Like the one good move that they destroyed was by killing the killing of Muammar Gaddafi. That would have transformed the entire planet and Africa in particular. And they knew that, they saw what was coming, and they killed them and said, we're shutting this down early. With China, they had no concept of anything about the importance of rare earth minerals at that point. China capitalized on it, seized the time, and now look at where they are. So it's incredible.
Yes, and you have to also put into leverage is that China is an ancient country, and they've never lost their sovereignty. And that was one of the things that really put us in our community in a disadvantage, because we've lost our culture of what real money is. And so because of that, that culture was lost, and no one was able to pass that down, the importance of it, so that we can continue to engage in our culture. We had to start to follow someone else's fads and trends. This is what is one of the strong points where we had been lost, the asymmetrical war. But this is where we are, and now we need to look at things much differently in order to have a different outcome.
Absolutely. I agree. Thank you so much for that. And I wanted to ask, is it okay if I reach out to you tomorrow in regards to
Without a doubt. Yes, without a doubt, bro. Without a doubt.
I'll let you finish the program. I just wanted to say thank you for that, for the information you just provided. Thank you.
For sure, brother. Great, great call, as always. You know, that is so true. The key to what was done here was asymmetrical warfare ensured that any other war that China would not lose. And yes, all of these countries are in one big fraternity together, but there are some things that you can learn from this. So, all right, everyone, that is going to be the show. If you would like, Prosperity Mint is now up and running. You would just have to contact me because we're not able to take the purchases there. And then you can tell me what it is that you would like to purchase, and if even it's just 1 ounce or a metric ton, we can facilitate that order and not only that, actually help you and to understand what it is that you have so that you can properly leverage that in the future. That is it for this weekend. Continue to watch what's going on. Make sure that you only have in the bank what you're willing for them to steal, because that point is coming relatively soon, because they're telling you that on their own. This isn't just me. This is the system telling you. So make sure you make the appropriate decisions that's in the best interest of yourself, your family, and our overall community. Much love, much respect. Just want to say it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. God willing, we will be back next week, and we're going to see how this plays out. Never scared, always prepared. Much love, much respect.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.